From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The number of homes being lost to foreclosure is down by 9% for April from a year ago. That's according to RealtyTrack, a company which monitors foreclosure activity. But Danielle Carson reports the drop does not mean the number of distressed properties is leveling off.
After a whopping 19% jump in foreclosure filings in March, housing analysts say April's dip was probably inevitable. RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga cautions a one-month drop doesn't add up to much, especially when one in every 387 homes got hit with a foreclosure notice last month.
The numbers need to be taken a look at with a little bit longer-term perspective. Until we get to a quarter or two where we're seeing a steady decline, it's hard to put your finger on this and say it's a trend.
The number of homes being repossessed by banks hit a record high, 45% above last April's count. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
The New York Times reports the New York Attorney General is looking into whether big banks misinformed rating agencies about the solidity of mortgage-backed securities whose collapse contributed to the real estate and financial crash. President Obama visits Buffalo, New York today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports this trip is part of what the administration calls the White House to Main Street tour.
A headline in the Buffalo News says, "Note to Obama, jobs are top priority." Job growth is the focus of this trip. The White House wants to show that President Obama is in touch with Americans' concerns about the economy. His only scheduled stop is at a company called Industrial Support. It's a metal manufacturing and electronic assembly plant. Buffalo has historically been a manufacturing town, but that sector has not had much job growth in the last decade. President Obama's last trip of this sort was a two-day swing through Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri. But unlike those visits, President Obama will not hold any events in Buffalo that are open to the general public. He's scheduled to spend 3 hours in the region, then he flies to New York City for a fundraiser. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Elena Kagan is assuring senators she has what it takes to be a Supreme Court justice. The Solicitor General has been making the rounds on Capitol Hill. Here's Democratic leader Harry Reid, who hopes for a swift confirmation.
I look forward to working to make this transition from your present job to the next job as smooth as possible.
Not quite so fast, says Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
We intend to go through a thorough process. It is, however, not a rush to judgment, and we'll have an opportunity to examine the Solicitor General's credentials.
Republicans say they're concerned Kagan hasn't left much of a paper trail indicating her stances on major issues. Her backers say that's not a problem because she has a record of carefully considering the law. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai winds up his four-day visit to the U.S. today, including an afternoon moderated discussion today with Secretary of State Clinton. This is NPR News. The first man to walk on the moon tells a Senate hearing President Obama's new vision for the future of human spaceflight is flawed. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports on Neil Armstrong's comments.
Neil Armstrong told lawmakers that he worries about the possibility that NASA would lose its edge in spaceflight if it spent years without its own way of flying astronauts.
If the leadership we have acquired through our investment is simply allowed to fade away, other nations will surely step in where we have faltered. I do not believe that would be in our best interests.
He was skeptical of President Obama's plan to rely on new space taxis developed by private companies after the space shuttles are retired. And while President Obama has argued that NASA should be aiming for new destinations, like asteroids, Armstrong said he believes there would be real benefits to returning to the moon as NASA had planned. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
The president's plan has its backers, too. They include former moonwalking astronaut Buzz Aldrin. The United Nations General Assembly is expected to elect 14 countries today to the Geneva-based UN Human Rights Council. The council succeeds the widely discredited UN Commission on Human Rights. But the new group is the target of criticism, too. Human rights groups are already displeased over the high probability that Libya and several other countries with what critics say are questionable human rights records will be elected. A California judge is blocking layoffs at three L.A. middle schools. Civil rights groups say the job cuts in Los Angeles would deprive children of their right to an education. This is NPR News.